This call is being recorded.
All right, so since we are now recording super fast, to go back just 30 seconds, we're starting off the Launchpad website project template in Clarezin, and we are talking about the client introduction and project kickoff and going through those steps. Okay, so the first part there is just coming together with sales, coming together with the team, making sure the project is scoped correctly, make sure there's nothing wonky or crazy going on. And we use that internal call with the team to just connect and set the tone for the client call, make sure that everyone is, you know, has a good understanding of who the customer is and what we're doing. So from that call, from the internal team call, the project manager should have what they need to set up the agenda for our kickoff call with the customer and get that over to them ahead of time. So some of these tasks have more detail in them to help explain, you know, what is meant by the particular task. So some of them are short and sweet, but you'll see that some of them have some more detail too. So when you guys take a look at this project and you see some of these longer tasks, they're just set up that way so that you have some more guidance and understand, you know, what's supposed to happen there. So this particular one, we're just looking to set up introductions and kind of get that kickoff call scoped out. Here's a visual example of the kickoff call presentation that we've been using for the Launchpad sites. This is the one that we did for Carrier Logistics. I actually put this together and I've been using it as a template. So this would be something that I would put together for any project that you guys were leading, and we could work on it together, you know, make sure that we're covering the right stuff. But this is really the templated stuff that we cover. And you guys will have access to this as well through what Sarah's putting together for us. But as I scroll through, you'll see, you know, we introduce our team, and we take note of their team, anyone that's going to be joining from their end. We try to kind of find out in advance just to make sure that we have all those stakeholders on. Lead them through the process. This is a really important part of the call where I or another UX SME will lead them through the Launchpad process and make sure that they're bought in. Holly, this was a point that you brought up. I think it was you last time saying, you know, how important it was that the customer understand what it is we're talking about when we talk about a Launchpad and how it's different than a traditional website. So this whole meeting is meant to make sure that they understand it. I know I kind of asked them a couple times if they're on board, if they understand, give them an opportunity to ask any questions. And then we cover a few kind of FAQ things to make sure that we're talking about some commonly addressed topics that customers tend to bring up. There's some samples for them to show different parts of the project. And depending on the customer, you know, we go into a very light goal setting kind of understanding the customer type of part of the call where we're asking them about their value prop, their competitors, you know, their business goals, things like that. So this will vary customer to customer, and there might be situations where we need to schedule another call with them to follow up on this. So kind of depends on the customer, but ideally we can gather all of this stuff in that kickoff call and keep it contained to that one call to help us stay on budget.
So Norma, just to be clear, that agenda, is that something that you put together based on input that you and the PM has kind of collected from the client up until now, or is this the PM's responsibility?
So this is a template. What's in the PowerPoint here that you're looking at, this will just stay the same for...
Okay.
Yeah.
Exception, a client name, logo, and then of course those stakeholder names, et cetera. But for the most part, this is a template that can be used time and time again.
Exactly. Yep. And we'll change it, you know, if we feel like, you know, for example, if we do a few more, we're like, oh, it's way too much for one call or whatever. We'll change it as we need to. But for now, yeah, this will be what we use to for the next few projects.
Yep, good.
So the, you know, this first milestone here is really centered around this kickoff call. It's centered around gathering all that information. A couple of things about that call. It definitely needs to be recorded. We definitely want to request that our client bring stakeholders onto that call. I think we all understand the importance of having the people who have a voice involved. And a reason they get them involved in this particular call is we explain the launch pad process. We explain the methodology, get them on board to make sure that they know what these words are that we're using, you know, how we achieve that faster time to launch, the 60 to 90 days. We explain how that's possible, you know, talking about the wish list and talking about how we're bringing their site. Essentially, as it sits now, we are just bringing that over and giving them a refreshed look, and it's optimized based on their SEO needs. All of that, kind of setting all those expectations on that call to make sure that they're fairly fully bought into our process. So the stakeholders are critical on that call, and we really should work around their availability and make sure that we're getting any and all stakeholders involved in that call. So from there, essentially, the rest of this milestone just involves catching up after the kickoff call. So when the manager is scheduling the kickoff call with the customer, you can go ahead and set up a follow-up call with the team either immediately after the call or, you know, the morning after, if it's in the afternoon. Give us a chance to debrief, kind of, you know, get a temperature on how we think the call went. Were they psyched and bought in? Was one of them hesitant? One of them bought in? You know, whatever. Just get a chance to kind of bounce our thoughts off each other and make sure that we feel good about moving into the next step. The other part of this milestone is it's the branding and UX intake. So that would be with me right now, that I'll be your person for that. And that is something that can happen after the kickoff call. It doesn't, you know, that's almost like it's a slightly floating task in that it doesn't necessarily need to wait for much. Like once we get that kickoff call scheduled, if you guys want, you can even schedule that brand call at the same time that you're scheduling the kickoff call. If you'd like, if you want to give them the kickoff call and then 3 days later schedule them for the branding and UX intake, you can go ahead and do that all at once, because that's just going to be me. The manager doesn't even have to join that call necessarily, because I go in, I take notes, and I'll show you guys here. This is what I produced as a result of that call. I'll put all my notes into some PowerPoint slides. We talk about their branding. I talk about websites they like and dislike. I also talk about their customers a little bit so that we can get an idea of imagery and all that stuff. So this type of deliverable here, this design branding piece that you're seeing, I will be producing that as a result of that intake call. So it really only needs to be me, but you guys are, you know, the manager's welcome to join if you'd like to. So this is the type of thing that you guys will see be produced from that. So that's the first milestone, and those are the two visual examples I have. Let me pause there and see if that first milestone sounds good, or if there's any questions specifically for that.
Nope, looks good.
Yeah, it looks good. Norma, where will the kind of default templated assets for websites be stored? Are they going to be kind of part of the template in Clarizen? Will there be a folder for them in Teams?
You mean like these examples that I'm sharing?
Yeah, and like the agenda template.
Yeah, so Sarah's got the resource page here, so I think that
they'll be loaded to this page here. And While this site is sort of in draft mode, the content is definitely usable, and I'm adding to it as we build out new resources. So we'll share this with you right after this call. I'll email it out. So basically, we'll have all those documents, templates available for download. You can just click through, and that way you always have one spot to go to find all of the content that you need.
And I just made a note, Holly, that I'll send Sarah my PowerPoint file for that deck so that I can get loaded here.
Terrific.
I guess one more just kind of overview, overall note for this particular milestone. When you're kicking off the project, I would encourage you to try to schedule some calls out in advance for our customers here. As we go through the other milestones, you'll see the other opportunities for our checkpoint calls with the customer. And it's something that I've personally found to be different than the traditional weekly or biweekly checkpoint. It doesn't really fit super great with that format. For the actual Launchpad portion, as we're getting ready to go live with Launchpad, it does seem to fit better if you schedule the calls based on how they're laid out in Clarizen. So, you know, once you get the whole project laid out and you get your resources in there and all that, you can start to take a look at the dates and see how, you know, see where they might fall so that you can get those scheduled out in advance. And that practice will also help us keep our word in regards to the 60 to 90 day launch. You know, if we're scheduling 4 to 6 to 8 calls out in advance in the very beginning, we know that we're holding ourselves accountable for our production work getting done and for us, you know, having those calls held. And then it's also even more importantly, in a lot of ways, having our customer held accountable, giving them plenty of advance notice to get stakeholders or whomever on the call, telling us about vacations, all that great stuff. So I definitely encourage you guys to set those calls up right away and don't be shy about it. Get in there, kind of tell them what we need. And our timeline, our promise of 60 to 90 days will hinge on them making sure that they can make those calls happen too. That's something that Jeff has been doing with Care Logistics. And I know for them, it's worked well, and it's given us some insight into some situations where we're unable to stay on the timeline because of the client. So it's given us some good foresight there. All right, so next part is the kicking off the SEO, you know, getting the sitemap going. So this is where Sean or Brady will come in. They'll get the initial audit done. The whole kind of goal of this section is to present the SEO audit and the sitemap together to the client. So this is a really good call where we can streamline the audit and the sitemap instead of breaking them up into separate calls. So what needs to happen before that call is SEO manager needs to get the audit done. Once we have the audit, we can go in and create the sitemap. So the sitemap will utilize the one that's pulled in the very beginning that we just talked about. We'll take that and we'll take Sean or Rick or Ryan Brady's audit, and we'll create the Launchpad sitemap as a result of that session. So I'll show you guys an example of that. So here is the sitemap that we put together for Care Logistics. This is the Launchpad sitemap, and this is what we presented to them. And I put one together for Case's customer resource, and it looked a little bit nicer than this. So we are making improvements there. But you know, this gets the job done. So this is what we present to the customer. My notes all over this are actually after presenting, I put a bunch of notes on here for Noah and for the team. So it doesn't look this messy when the customer sees it, but I definitely put some notes on there. For example, a couple of these sections, we combined a couple pages. So we'll make sure to get the customer's buy-in as we go through and explain the sitemap to them. So just to be clear, this sitemap is about 90% the same as Kira Logistics' current sitemap. There's not a whole lot of changes happening. What was changed here was some of the labels up top. So these top-level navigation areas were updated to better suit their audience. We combined a couple pages where it made sense, and we kind of shifted pages into some other categories where it made sense as well. So, you know, again, the sitemap does largely remain the same as we go into Launchpad. So that's the deliverable that they will see on this call. They'll see the sitemap, and then the example of the audit that Sean shared, was it yesterday or day before? Just the other day. That'll be the other piece that's reviewed on that call as well. Any questions on the audit and sitemap phase?
No, so Norma, scroll up a bit. I just want to see the end of that first milestone. So technically, the SEO audit milestone can take place after the initial client call to kick off goals, you know, getting analytics access, et cetera, and then Sean can dive right into the SEO audit, you know, assuming everything was provided at that call or shortly thereafter. And then to your point, in running parallel, we could then schedule the brand and UX intake with the client.
Absolutely. Yep. As soon as we have that kickoff call and we confirm that we have everything we need for Sean, or for Brady, the SEO audit can get started immediately. And the brand and UX intake call would precede the sitemap. So I think it's good to do the branding and UX intake before we actually create the Launchpad sitemap, because we're able to pull in, you know, something I found that we're building the sitemap past couple times is, they mentioned this and that tendency of their users. So why don't we pull this up and make it easier to use? So we'll be able to pull some of the knowledge from that branding intake as we create the sitemap. So the audit can happen as soon as we have the kickoff call, and the sitemap, the actual sitemap build task here can happen as soon as we have the audit and the brand intake done.
Okay, so the resources on that internal working session would be you and Sean together, bringing the SEO audit findings as well as the branding findings. Okay, yep.
Exactly, yep. And then that deliverable will be the sample that I shared. So on the client call, they'll get this deliverable, and they'll also be walked through the audit. It's a lot. It's a big call. There's definitely a good amount of information being shared, but tying the audit into the sitemap is really useful because we can say, hey, this is why we're recommending this on the sitemap. It ties right into your keywords, or it ties right into XYZ, your traffic here. So it's nice to have it happen together, and it just kind of streamlines things for the customer, I think.
And that sitemap is going to be comprised of pages within their current site. So it's either going to be your reorganization of pages that already exist or the elimination of pages that already exist, but there are no new pages represented in that sitemap. Or there could be, they would just be future as part of the continuous improvement phase.
Yeah, so that's a great point. So actually for them, I worked on a post-Launchpad sitemap progression, just like an idea. And so this shows them the opportunities that exist beyond Launchpad so that they're not sitting there freaking out saying, well, why aren't you changing anything? That's because they want to get you live in 60 days, buddy. But after that, the world is our oyster. And here's one way that we could kind of approach that.
Okay. So in the case of Carrier Logistics, I think that's the example that we're looking at here, that the site map, the slide before this one, that was their site as it exists, just reorganized potentially.
Yep, exactly. And when you guys get this resource from Sarah, if you click on the sitemap and open the Carrier Logistics site and go through their menu, you'll see how close it is, but you'll also see where we're making those tweaks to help optimize it. So the key is we are optimizing the sitemap. We are not recreating the sitemap. That's the real, that's a good way to say it. Like, we're optimizing it for you. But we are not recreating it. And once we get post launch, then sure, we can talk about, we can talk about reworking the sitemap for Carrier Logistics. We're going to potentially talk about, do you guys see how this fax solution is wicked long, all these pages on their site now? It's like crazy. There's all these separate pages. We're talking about, potentially consolidating that all into one kind of, page that they can navigate more easily. So that's something that might come up for them in their continuous improvement phase. This is huge. In my opinion, the sitemap is going to make or break the project. If we can get them to understand the power of the sitemap and, make sure that we want to make sure they're fully understanding that it's sitting there, as is, which of course it should be obvious that it's sitting there as is. We do show them the old sitemap too, or the current sitemap. We'll have that available so we can show them the comparison. But the sitemap phase is critical to the success of the project. And it's critical that we get their approval on that sitemap before doing anything else. So this is a definite stopping point. If we don't have approval for some reason, this should stop everything other than the ongoing SEO. We shouldn't go any further if there's any type of hang up with the sitemap. Because that's where we get ourselves into trouble if we say, yeah, sure, let's add a page here or do that. That's where we'll start to see our ship sink a little bit in regards to the timeline, especially in the launchpad phase. But I'll be there too. So for the foreseeable, projects coming up in the future, I'm part of the sitemap process too. So I've got my whip ready to to be kind of firm in regards to the sitemap and make sure that the client stays in line. And even Sean wants to recommend, fixes to the site and make things better. And I have to make sure that we're keeping ourselves in line too. So that's part of my responsibility in the sitemap phase. And you guys will have me there to make sure I'm helping keep that in line. So this does say SEO execution month 2 and 3 kind of worked in there. But this is meant to be happening in the background as we progress the project. So just because they're positioned here between sitemap and wireframe style board, that doesn't mean that we're waiting for SEO. It just means that SEO is happening. We have to keep it in the project. It may even get reorganized somewhere else within the project before the next time you guys see this. But just know that the SEO milestones are meant to occur in the background, as we're doing everything else. We really shouldn't be waiting on SEO too much per se, other than, we need it for the initial audit, obviously, and we need it for the sitemap. And then after that, honestly, it's not super critical from the customer's point of view until after Launchpad. So definitely don't need to be waiting on SEO for anything else per se, just having it going in the background. And as a note too, SEO execution month 3, that really is meant to incorporate the Launchpad. So when we go live with the Launchpad, this is supposed to be timed out so that Sean or Brady can pull in the data once this goes live and start to measure from that point. So the SEO is meant to span the full scope. giving us that 90 days to get the launch pad up and running. So the SEO should fit nicely within the confines of the launch pad project.
So execution months, SEO execution month three, that's a month of SEO work post launch pad, or this month three is getting us to live launch pad?
That gets us to live launch pad.
Okay.
And like maybe like a week after or so. So down here, if we skip ahead to Launchpad migration, which is, you know, just like a website migration, we have the two to three days post migration check type of thing. The site's being recrawled. So technically, the SEO month three is still running at this point, and Sean or Brady will not pull their launch pad, their final audit of the Launchpad phase, until about a week after we go live with Launchpad. And that gives us the baseline for that Launchpad site that we're able to use moving forward throughout the rest of the continuous development.
Can you make just a little note in this template for that SEO month three, just so that it's really clear to PMs how these dates need to align? And I know it will as part of the template, but...
Holly, I'll clarify that for you. I'm making a note of this now.
Okay, great.
And we can even slide that towards the end too, probably, Sarah, kind of towards the migration maybe.
Yep, I will rearrange that. Any other questions at this point before we head into the discussion about the wireframe and style board? This is what we're really heading in towards now, is the meat of the design and development production. So I just want to be sure that the setup is really clear for everyone.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I think it's going to take everybody some time to just go into this template, look at the tasks individually, resources, time allotment, sequence. I guarantee there will be questions. I'm just not sure that we're going to have a ton of them right now as it's being presented.
Perfect.
Okay.
And I'll be there too, just to kind of help as we're walking through the projects, especially for everyone's first time using the template. I'll be there to answer any questions as we go. So the wireframe style board, that's where we're hitting design. That's where we're pulling in our designer. And the wireframe style board cannot happen, will not happen until we get that site map approval. So we should get that site map approval before moving forward with anything. So again, we'll come up on that when we get some more projects here as they're come through. The style board is really cool. That's a product of the design intake that I showed you guys, all the notes that I take. I don't necessarily create the style board. This is something that the designer can do. And this is an example of the style board that we created for Care Logistics. So you guys will have a link to this and you can look through it yourselves. And hopefully you've seen the TSL one that I've shared too. But essentially we share colors, we share fonts, icons, and imagery in here. This is a really cool resource, and it's really robust. It allows you to go in and actually grab the images yourself. You can go in and you can actually download these fonts if you want to. When you click on the colors, it gives you the hex code, which Noah loves. So this is a really clean and very functional way to present the brand and the look and feel to the customer. The customer does need to approve this. You know, sometimes there's a little bit of feedback needed, but once they approve that, we can go into getting the homepage wireframe done. So there's a step called sketching, and what sketching is, we do that in the Envision app, and I don't have that pulled up right now and I don't want to waste time. But essentially it's like a whiteboard session. If any of you guys haven't seen it yet, and you just go in and kind of roughly sketch out the wireframe. Once we have that done, the designer will take that and build it in Illustrator so that it's nice and clean and easy to look at. And this is an example of how it looks when it's done. So Holly, this is actually based on the Fairbanks Morse Illustrator file. I kind of used it to start this. So thanks to Fairbanks Morse, we have a template that's very nice for our wireframes. And again, this one does have my notes on it, which happened after we showed the customer. So the customer will get a clean version of this. But this is a general idea of what you guys can expect to see for the homepage wireframe. We'll get their approval on that or feedback, hopefully approval. And then essentially from there, we just need to set up a meeting with the copywriter, the designer, and the developer, and get everyone together to talk about the wireframe and the style board. I am involved in this task right now as the UX specialist because I will help to facilitate that conversation. But as we start to go through these projects, I probably will be able to bow out of some of these calls as folks get used to the process. But for now, I'll be there to make sure that the right stuff's covered. That gives our production team the opportunity to talk about the wireframe and the styling and make sure that they're on the same page and ready to go into design. So quick pause there before we talk about the actual design phase. Is there any questions that you guys have for that or anything seem unclear there?
Nope, looks good.
Cool.
No question, just a comment. I think it's an important shift from how we executed websites in the past. I just want to point out that that collaboration meeting, reviewing the wireframe and the style board, is really the first time that we're pulling in copy and development. So that's just something to note, that this is their first time reviewing the direction of the site, the details, and getting clear direction moving forward.
Yeah, definitely. And it's really important for the copywriter here because the next task is literally copy, and the copy is going to be for them to, they will be basing it off of this wireframe. So we definitely want to make sure that everyone gets a chance to huddle up. So after we huddle up, talk about that, we go into copy. So something to note here, and again, you know, we'll tackle this when we get to it, but copy goes right to design. And then QA happens after that because we've seen some kind of back and forth between design and copy when it comes to making sure things fit nicely. Here is an example of a finished design. So we presented this to Carrier Logistics yesterday, actually. Pretty cool. So you guys hopefully can see how close we are to what we had in the wireframe. So here was the wireframe and here was the design. So we definitely kept true to what we promised the customer that they approved. You know, we had a testimonial section and a footer. So this was what was presented to the customer yesterday. And since it's in Vision, we're able to scroll through. We were able to show them how the dropdown will look and show them the different banners that we'll have there as well. So this will be what your customers will see when they get to the homepage design phase. It's a really cool way to present. It's very professional and it definitely gives that wow factor. So pretty exciting. Let's see then from there, we do give the customer the opportunity to sit with the design to give any feedback if they have it. I think we gave them a recommended 48 hours in here. Is that somewhere? Maybe? No, I don't think so. Maybe check that out. One really important part of this too is to make sure that we're presenting the design to the customer. We never just want to email it to them. We want to present it, give them the grand reveal on the screen share, and then send them that link afterwards that they can look at and sit on internally. So it's important for us to be able to walk them through that design because then we can explain how we aligned it to the wireframe and how we aligned it to that branding intake that we had with them. And I did just kind of breeze over a couple of steps here that I don't think we need to go into great detail on, but essentially there is room in the project for some internal edits before the customer sees it to get it perfect. And there's also room for a round of edits after the customer sees it if they have feedback. Any questions on that phase? Milestone, I should say.
That looks good.
Cool. So once we have approval on the homepage, we get this puppy over to development. This is where we get Sean back involved or Ryan Brady. They start to, you know, get the back end stuff moving along, redirects, crawl on the old site, all that good stuff. A really critical point here, same as Sarah pointed out in the last milestone, was the internal call to allow the team to review the design and make sure that we're ready for development. So this gives Noah the opportunity to, you know, check everything out and make sure it's good, all that good stuff. So when this moves into development, we have it as one bucket, and we also have these kind of development support tasks as well. This allows Sean or Jamie or whoever to give some support to Noah if he's missing any pieces. Any questions there? I think I breezed over something important real quick too. We are, and this is in the, before we get to the development, I realize that we are only customizing the homepage and creating a homepage design. There is a task, however, set up for us to address the internal pages. I don't know where it went. It's called template review somewhere in here.
Because when the Launchpad site goes live, it really is just the same book with a new cover. So the homepage looks new, but then all interior pages are within the framework of their previous site or their, yeah, site.
Yeah. Okay. I think we lost the template step, Sarah.
Okay. We'll add it back in.
So anyway, there's a step essentially, Holly, for addressing the internal pages, and I'll use the TSL website as an example. Fresh new homepage, interior pages, there's not a whole heck of a lot of customization happening, but they are styled appropriately. So we will apply the colors and the fonts.
I see. Okay, yeah, that clears up a big gap for me. Okay.
Yeah. And also, we do apply a couple of templates for them. So just like for TSL, we have a top-level navigation template, and then we have a child page template as well. So not a whole heck of a lot of difference, but we will have a slight variation between their top-level navigation and their child pages. And for Care Logistics, for example, we're giving them this TSL landing page that we have. We're going to give this to them so that they have a landing page design as well. So there's a few different templates that'll happen for the interior pages. And Noah and Jamie will just work together to make sure the colors and the fonts and all that are good to go. So it will look fresh and new. It just won't be like, there won't be anything fancy happening on the interior pages. So hopefully that makes you guys feel better about the overall design.
Yeah, no, it just makes more sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. So I don't know if I need to go through per se the whole migration phase here. You guys can kind of review it when you get it. But something that's important in regards to the Launchpad go live, there's two things. Number one, we always want to go live on a Monday. I mean, unless Monday's a holiday, and we want to go live Tuesday, that's probably okay. But generally, rule of thumb, Launchpad goes live on a Monday morning. No wiggle room, not on a Wednesday, never a Thursday. Don't even let them mention the word Friday. We've had clients say, hey, can we go live on a Friday instead of over the weekend? That's super common. No, we cannot, because we do not have our team available to address any issues that crop up. Our SEO team has to go in after the site launches and do all of the redirects and all of that stuff. So Monday is the only option. That is when we go live for our Launchpad sites. That's just the way that we work. So you guys can etch that in stone. I can tattoo it in my skin. The other part of that is, as you're setting up your timeline and your client calls and you want to get this, you know, this go live date set on your calendar, block it off on your team's calendar. So the day of launch, we want to have me, the SEO person, and Noah at a minimum make sure that we don't have a vacation that week, make sure we're not on, you know, off that day, make sure it's not some other crazy thing, you know, make sure in advance you get that locked down, get your people ready for that Monday morning launch, all hands on deck, make sure everyone has that time blocked off. You can send a 4-hour invite as a good practice to block off that morning. And you can check Claire's in as well to make sure that your resources are not, you know, scheduled for a vacation or whatever. You know, for me, like I could potentially swap out with Inez, or something like that, but Noah or the developer, if it's Kevin, like the developer needs to be available all day and the SEO manager needs to be able all day, no questions asked. So just keep that in mind. And I'll remind you guys once we have a project kicking off to check that well in advance. So the launchpad testing and migration phase here essentially gives us time to get the site up on the test server for the customer to take a look at it and give any kind of last minute feedback they might have. It gives us the opportunity to QA and proofread the site on the test server. And once the client signs off on that development site, on what we call the dev site, some of you guys say it's a sandbox, it's on the test URL. It's the dev site. We call it the dev site here. It's not live yet. We get that client to sign off on it. And then from that point, then we are clear to migrate on whatever Monday morning we have designated. So this stage is all about the Launchpad dev site, getting it cleaned up, getting it QA'd, getting the client to approve it, and then getting that migration going. It's fairly similar process to our traditional, like a kind of old bar websites that we've done. The changes are the extensive testing and reviewing in the beginning, and the level of support that we have in regards to our team being ready to give that, you know, attention when the site goes live. So any questions there on that, on the exciting launch phase milestone?
Not right now.
Cool. So that's the project and Claire's in, and you guys can obviously go in and walk through it. I'm available if you have any questions as you guys start to explore it. I mean, obviously Sarah too, but yeah, I think like you said, Holly, it's probably, it's an overview at this point, and it'll start to be more meaningful as we start to use the project more and get our hands dirty with it.
Great. Thank you so much. Any other questions, feel free to follow up with us. Otherwise, I think we're good to go.
Great. Wonderful. Thanks, Norma.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye.
Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.